A popular Outcast production.
So, welcome again to another episode of Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. Yay! I don't have any guests this week, so it's going to be another Podpourri episode. Thanks, Chris Ryle. And, so right now I'm sitting at my friend Amy's house with Amy. She won't be speaking that much. There's also two cats and a dog around here, so there might be some animal noise, but whatever. So let's see, where do I start this? So I have, a couple voicemails to play. I have, a phone call I made with Jeff about older episodes. Okay, God, that's awful. I can't even think. Oh boy, dog's gone crazy. Yeah, like, I have an inability to just talk to myself. I don't know how people do it. Puppy hey. Friend, what are you barking at, bro? Broham? Oh, it's so loud. Alright, I'm gonna start with, a listener sent me and a couple other guys from the podcast network keychains, homemade keychains, and I want to plug her stuff because she's awesome. So if you guys want to go to etsy.com/shop/morbidextasy, that is MORBIDXTASY, she makes some kick-ass jewelry and other shit, so check her out. She's pretty rad. I think her name's Gina. Thanks, Gina, for the keychains. My keychain says pod cunt. It's pretty awesome. It's currently on my keys. End of story. Good times. So, anyway, what was I talking about? I had a lot of feedback from the chicken episode. I don't know what that episode was even titled. I don't remember. That was like 2 weeks ago. People were wondering how Jeff's wife took the information. So I did a three-way call with Jeff and Aislinn, and you're going to hear that. You're going to hear that now.
Hello.
Hello. Every time you answer the phone, it sounds like a fake thing.
I do kind of take on the effect of movie phone.
Yeah, like every time. But so this should all work out good then. So if you want to add Aislinn to the call, go ahead.
Alright, I will add Aislinn.
Aislinn?
Hello?
Hello. Alright, so...
Hello.
crap, I've been followed.
Oh, dear.
Wait, what's going on?
Our daughter followed Aislinn up. She hasn't gone to another room, so it didn't get weird with the recording.
Yeah, that could be odd. Alright, so just try to speak as clearly as possible and talk loud just so everything is recorded nice, okay?
Awesome, can do.
Okay, just let me know whenever Aislinn's ready to discuss things.
I'm ready whenever, really.
Okay, cool. Alright then, so, So this is a bit of a follow-up to the Jeff episode, also known as the chicken episode, what it's kind of been dubbed. So when did you, Jeff, at what point after you and I recorded did you speak to Aislinn about everything?
About 10 to 15 minutes.
Afterwards?
Yep.
Yeah.
You were out of the house maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. And what'd you say?
Me?
Yeah.
Basically, I kind of laid it out. No gory details that when I was between 8 and 10, I may or may not have had relations with chickens. I don't have a clear memory of it, but mm-hmm. It was basically the cliff notes of what the episode was. The actual recording of the episode helped me process a lot of the information.
Cool. And Aislinn, how'd you take such news?
Well, I had to think about it for a minute, because, you know, that's not something you usually hear.
it's a bit,
you know, it's kids do weird shit, man. I'm sure I did plenty of weird shit.
Correct. As it all.
I pretty much asked him, I was like, is this a thing? Is it going to be a thing? And he said, no. And I was like, okay then. And then a little while later, I was like, just don't ever ask me to dress up as a chicken.
When you guys told me that, I thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
I think one thing that really kind of helped was one of the first things that Aislinn said back to me was, well, this didn't happen while we were together, right? And I was like, no. She's like, okay, cool. Then, you know, that doesn't really change.
I don't remember saying that, but yeah. Maybe
you said something to that effect.
Okay.
Yeah. Aislinn, did you listen to the episode?
Mostly, yeah. I kind of hit the skip 15 seconds button during some of the gorier stories where I'm just like, I'm eating lunch right now. I don't need to hear this.
I gotcha. Now, like, Jeff and I talked about a movie. Did you guys watch that movie by chance? Or look into it?
I have not yet.
No?
We didn't watch it.
Sleeping Dogs Lie. I was going to say, like, I just think maybe you guys might appreciate that movie. I don't know. I think it's a great movie, but, you know, just with everything, maybe you guys would like that movie, but I don't know.
I'm definitely against it. It's just actually sitting down and taking the time to watch it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. That night, I went home and watched Super Troopers again. And there's a scene in Super Troopers where Farva yells chicken fucker, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
Fun. yes. But, well, then. I don't really know what else to ask, I guess. So you guys are all good.
Yeah, it went amazingly smooth. On paper, if you're like, you have to tell your wife of 5 years that you had sex with chickens as a child, that sounds way more difficult to do than it actually was, because Ace and I are, you know, like, good at talking and shit.
Yeah, you guys have pretty good communication between the two of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're fucking adults. Come on, you know, this is something that happened almost, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I do have two questions to ask about it. Aislinn, were you at all upset that Jeff told, I'm not going to say me personally, but that Jeff told other people before he told you?
No. Like, it's kind of like, you know, you're supposed to be able to come to me with anything kind of a thing, but then again, it's like, this is a pretty big thing, you know. I completely understand you wanted to, like, test the waters first.
Cool. Alright, and I also want to ask, suppose you ever find your daughter doing, I'm not going to say something similar, but, you know, whatever, she'll be 8 someday, you know, in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
we'll say any kind of similar thing, just some weird fucking thing that kids do right when they're discovering themselves and shit. And do you think, how do you think you guys will handle such a thing? I don't want to come up with a something, because I don't want to, I just don't want to think about whatever weird shit. But yeah, so if you find your daughter doing X weird thing, how are you guys going to handle such a thing?
I think I would, well, what, first of all, I would hope that we're open enough with her that she would like discuss her budding sexual feelings with us in a healthy way. So that it would, we wouldn't end up finding her shoving weird things in her. But if we were, I would like to think that kind of handle it calmly, sort of be like, hey, let's stop what is happening right now, and then maybe in like give it a half hour to cool off, and then actually discuss with her what she was doing and things like that.
Yeah,
you don't want, you don't want to confront right away. You don't be like, what the fuck are you, what are you doing? Because that's just gonna, definitely don't want to like make her feel like a horrible person for it either. It's like, okay, I get what you're trying to do.
Yeah, because guilt, guilt can last.
There's different ways of doing that.
Yeah, guilt can last a lifetime.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're talking about you, sweetie.
Hi, Morgan. All right. All right, well, I mean, really, that's all I have on my end. I just wanted to give whatever audience listened to that episode some kind of closure on, just say,
yeah, I mean, I'm sorry it wasn't, like, more, like, drama-filled or exciting.
Yeah,
but
I didn't think it would be, and I doubt anyone who knows you two would think it would be either.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess last, I guess I'll ask Aislinn, since Jeff told you pretty much the deepest, darkest thing that a human could tell another person, do you have any anything even close to comparable that you have never told Jeff?
Not that I can think of. I mean, I'm sure there's like repressed memories in there somewhere, but
I was hoping I could get a scoop.
No, not Tim the Cooper.
Damn.
Get out of here.
Well, you know, couldn't hurt to ask. But all right then. Any closing things you guys want to say?
All in all, the experience has been pretty positive. I exercised the demon, and once it actually published, I was pretty happy about the episode.
Cool, cool. I got some really good feedback on it also. Like, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of shock at first. It's weird, because a lot of people would, like Liam and stuff, like, people would, like, you know, tweet while they're listening to it. And, like, I would get, like, a message that would say, like, what the fuck kind of shit. And then a half hour later, they'd be like, that was a fantastic episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Shit got real. Like, real, real. Yeah.
I try. Good job, Jeff.
You bring it out of people, man. You really do.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. I'm not here to butter my own bread. But, yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed that episode. It was a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's all for me, then. I'm going to say goodbye, unless you guys have anything else.
I'm good. I got nothing.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks. All right. Thanks for taking the call. I don't know what else to say. All right. Well, I hopefully I'll be home this weekend to do my mom. And
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
All right then. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
I love you.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
And we're back from that phone call. that was that. I was pretty happy, pretty surprised with that. Good times. So, let's see, what else do I have? Okay. How many episodes? Like 4 episodes ago or so, I did an episode with Chris Rao where we played a modified 20 questions. And one of the questions he asked me was, when, I think he stole a question from You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes, when I laughed the hardest and I talked about Justin Strasser doing this ridiculous Ranger Piskey voice. And I guess Justin heard that and left me a voicemail doing this voice. So I'm going to play that voicemail for you. And you're going to hear it now.
When I get through with you, you'll know the difference between a gun, a piece, and a weapon. One time I was walking down the street and my lady said, "Hold your horses," and I said, "My horses cannot be contained."
And there it is. The greatest voicemail of all time. Thank you, Justin, for leaving me that voicemail. Let's see. So all of my guests so far have told some pretty dark, deep, dark secrets and shit, and everyone likes to share their information, so I kind of feel bad for the little amount of stuff that I have shared. So I decided to... you really have to play fetch with your dog right now? Is that really...
She's not barking.
Yeah, but she's... All you hear is thump, 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 thump. So, anyway, so I want to tell... I don't know if it's really a story or if it's just kind of talk about my hang-ups with relationships. Oh, boy, that's a lot. So we're going to get into relationship talk here, but I'm going to go smoke a cigarette first because I can't control my urges to smoke. So we'll be back.
Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh god, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones, buy new cars, and buy a cruise ship. And live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
So we're back. So I'm awful at just talking and just, like, just trying to ramble and monologue because that's not my thing. So with Amy here, since I want to get into relationship shit, I decided to have her interview me. Which she doesn't want to do, but it's too fucking bad because she's going to. Hi, Amy.
Yes.
So, Amy, if you wanted to know the entire relationship history of someone, or if you wanted to... If you just wanted to delve into the mind of someone and know their relationship life, their love life, and how it worked, slash works, if it still works, what would you ask them?
Well... Since you've already talked about you haven't had a relationship for six or seven years.
I haven't talked about that yet. Because
rewind it!
I deleted it.
Delete this, then.
No.
Okay.
You can start with that. How long
does
it take?
Start with that. You say, you've told me that you haven't dated in the last 6 or 7 years.
Correct.
Is there a specific girl... Or guy that has made you...
Or guy.
That has made you...
I have not dated any men.
Okay. Well, I'm just putting this out there for everyone.
I'm just saying.
You never know.
Don't date dudes.
Just... Was there one girl for that reason? Or is this your own personal reason? Just a... You don't want to date?
I don't want to date.
Did some little filly break your heart?
No, not a little filly, bro. You're trying to get to where you think it's going to go.
I mean, I don't know. Put me on the spot to ask questions.
Yeah, Johnny on the spot. So, no, there's not like one girl, per se. There is and there's not. There's a concept of a girl. There is like... Alright, so... I don't even know how, like, to say it without being, like, too direct. Okay, so, like, in high school, they're, you know, like, just, I didn't really date at all in high school. I just didn't really date girls in high school and shit. Like, I had crushes on girls here and there, like, throughout high school and whatnot. You know, everyone did. But, like, there was one girl in particular who stood out among the rest of them. Like, we never dated or any of that kind of shit. Like, I had just madly in love with this girl. Just as close to the L word as one could get without actually reciprocating anything, you know? Mm-hmm. And, she, I don't know, oh, fuck, I don't know how to even word it. Like, okay, so, like, I can say, like, she was only, like, this girl, like, was only in our school for, like, a year. Like, she moved here from Texas. We hung out. We were awesomely just rad friends. Just the coolest fucking girl in the world. Like, she was just beyond cool. And, like, during the entire time that I knew her in high school, like, she never, like, let me down in any way. Like, there was no negative side. Like, I mean, if you hang out with someone for, like, 10 years, you will see, like, every side of them. Bad sides, oh, yeah. Good sides, etc. I never saw her bad side. And then she left. So, like, her and I stayed in contact and shit. We were always friends. We still talk and shit. I'm not gonna say her name. We'll just call her Texas. Okay. Yeah, like, I really, really liked this girl. And then she was always cool. And, like, I remember, like, when she left, like, she wrote this long-ass thing in my yearbook. And it just, like, fucking, like, oh, it just crushed me, man. It just crushed my heart. I'm like, oh, she's so sweet, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't think anyone ever appreciated me as much as she did. Like, and, like, not that, like, I have a lot of good to give the world or anything, but, like, whatever good I do for the world, no one ever appreciated it as much as she did. And then, yeah, she never had the opportunity to let me down, and then she left. So, like, in my head, I just kind of had this, like, pedestal almost put her on, you know, like, and yeah, like, I mean, I've known her now for well over 10 years, and, like, it's because of, like, because of knowing this person, and then never having them have disappointed me, you know, and now she hasn't had the opportunity to disappoint me in 10 years, so, like, I hold every girl to that standard. Like, every girl now, I hold this impossible standard of this one person who really, like I said, like, I mean, I could maybe go to visit her, and she might be as cool as I think she is. I don't think any human could possibly be that awesome. Like, I don't think it's possible for a person to be where I place her in my head. Because it's at, like, an impossible standard, you know, like, it's a person I've known for 10 years, who I still talk to, who has no negative sides. And, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, right. Like, just, like, in my head, I created this complete...
But you never dated. It was just a friendship.
Oh, no, no, yeah. We were just friends, and... But I was just madly...
Yep.
Infatuated, I guess, or whatever word you want to use. It's not creepy. Like, I wasn't, like, stalker creepy. It was just, like... I was just love that girl. Love
she
her.
She was it.
Yeah, she was the one. But, yeah. And then, yeah, she... Yeah, like I said, she moved, and she does her own life and shit now, and... Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, except we still talk. We, you know, text, I don't know, every week almost, or just usually give messages and shit. And just, like in my head, I think I just have... Oh, it's weird. Like, I just fucking, like, twisted the concept of a human being to a point where, like, to a near, like, angelic standard.
You
that no...
Who every girl needs to be.
Exactly. And now, like, no girl can reach that standard because that's not a real thing. Like... In my head, who this person is isn't who anyone ever really could be. And I know this. Like, logically, I know that there's a standard that's unreachable for everybody.
Right.
But it's still there. I can't get it out. Like, yeah. I should call her. I'll call her and leave a voicemail. I don't know. Whatever. But... Yeah, so, and as far as I know, like, I don't think she knows. Like, she doesn't know, as far as I know, she does not know, like...
That you felt that way towards
her? Correct. And I doubt she'll listen to this, so, you know, whatever. Cool. Just saying.
Surprise!
Surprise. Yeah, but, like, yeah, I mean, I don't even know if she knew in high school that, like, I really, mm-hmm. how I felt in high school. I mean, I'm sure, like, I doubt I could have been that fucking good at hiding shit. I'm just saying. But yeah. So, yeah, so I hold any girl who is, like, a possible dating thing, who is more than just, like, a, hey, let's fucking go back to wherever tonight and
right.
fuck or whatever. Like, anyone who's, like, a serious prospect, they're just held to this fucking just outlandish standard.
Do you feel like you push them away if...
Oh, sure. Oh, 100%. Yeah, because they don't hold up. Like, you don't hold up to this fucking fantastic right. standard that I've made. Like, I have, like, that movie concept, like, of what relationships should be. I know, it's disgusting. Like, it's so gross.
Is there music in the background, too?
There is.
Yes.
It's scored yes. by Clint Mansell. That's a movie reference that few will understand. What was that? Was that a can? That can just spun... Oh.
My phone, yeah.
The can just spontaneously popped. But, yeah. So, that's the... That is the crazy standard. I know it's, like, nuts. Like, no human should, like, make a false standard of people.
So, the relationships you have been in, do you find yourself comparing them?
Oh, yeah.
The whole time?
And I'm pretty sure, like, I should... And I thought about calling. I thought about calling, like, all the exes and, like, hey, so let's talk about why we broke up. And, like, I never had, like, I guess maybe, like, one kind of not great breakup. Like, I want to say, like, I mean, I didn't date that much. I've had, like... two quote-unquote serious girlfriends. Mm-hmm. One, like, actual real serious girlfriend. Like, the one we dated for, like, a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And the one was just a few months. And we lived together, but it was just weird. And then the rest were all just, like, didn't last long. It was nothing serious ever. But yeah, like, I'm sure, like, the long-term girlfriend, I'm sure, like, she... Well, I know she knows, like, the actual girl.
Really?
Because, yeah, they met once. Which was weird for me. I don't know about for them. But, yeah, it's weird.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think you can get past it?
No.
Really?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm just done. I think I am just donezo with the girl thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe you should plan to meet her again and...
See, I thought about that. Like, I think about it yeah. a lot. Like, just like, oh, I should just go fly out and fucking see this broad. But, like, A, that would just scare the living fuck out of me. Like, to meet the person that you based a false standard off of. That, like, I know the real person couldn't live up to the standard.
Just the fear of her not being what you've remembered.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think it may even help. It'd be like, oh, now I can, like, get over this bullshit.
Right.
But, like, oof.
You don't want to.
I don't want to, no, dude. Like, I... Yeah. And, like, what if, I don't know. Like I don't... Like, I hate when people say I don't believe in things. Like marriage or watches or, like,
mm-hmm.
sports. Or, I don't know, I don't believe in it. They exist. I don't agree with marriage. Like, to me, like, marriage and the married life would not... I just don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so, like, if she would just call me right now. If she would just call and say, hey, I'm moving to PA. I'm looking for a husband. You want to get married? Yes. Instantly. I'm not even kidding. I literally would go to the first fucking church. I'd fucking go rent a tux. First fucking church I found. Boom. Marriage.
And then what happens if she's changed... more than you could ever imagine.
I don't know. I can't... That like, okay, my logical brain knows that... Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people change in 10 years. But, like... The non-logical brain is just like, shut up, dummy. Marry this perfect girl.
The fun girl.
Yeah, keep the magic alive, man. Like...
Hmm.
Yeah. So I think my brain's broken. In that capacity. I should really call these people. I should call and be like, hey, I'll do that sometime. Not for this episode, but I'm going to do that for some time. Call exes and talk about why we broke up and shit. That'd be neat. Be awkward.
Nah.
Not for me. For them.
Right.
I don't get awkward. I don't feel awkward ever. I don't do that shit. I guess in like big
groups.
Just
when talking to yourself.
Yeah, just talk. Well, I don't get awkward. I just can't do it. Like, I don't know how people, like, just, like, sit and talk to themselves. Like, on... Like, I can't do that shit. That's just weird. I just need a... I need a person to bounce thoughts off of.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be you. So what else about my crazy brain?
What else? Where do you want to go with it?
I don't know.
We don't... We've got our pedestal... Texas here.
Yep. The pedestal of Texas. The plateau.
That you don't want to see because you don't want...
I mean, I do.
You do.
Like, I would love to just go hang out with her and shit. Like, she's a rad broad, but, like, right. She's cool as shit, but...
Just keep it where it's at, and then...
Yeah, I don't know. Thoughts. It'd be weird. Oh, I feel like that's such a weird thought to be hung... Like, I don't know... It's not like I'm hung up on, like, this person. Like, it's not even, like, her, per se, that I'm hung up on. I'm hung up on a concept. Like, it's not like...
Every girl should be the way she is.
Well, no, not, does. And not even the way that she is. The way that I picture her. Like, I know she is not what I... It, the actual human being, her, is not who I'm hung up on. I'm hung up on this concept that I've, like, constructed in my head of what the perfect girl should be, which is this girl that has never let me down because they've never had the opportunity to do so. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying it's rational, but, like, does it...
Yeah, like, makes sense.
Yeah, do the words make sense? Yeah, there's just this, like... Oh, fuck off. What? Say hi, Jared.
Bye.
No, I'm still gone. What the?
He's breaking stuff.
But yeah. So. That is the concept.
Any other deep, dark secrets you want to share?
No, I have a bunch. I think we're going to save that. I think some of the podcasts we want to get together and just, like, try to have, like... I don't know, we have a thing that I think we're going to try to do someday, so I'm going to save them for that, but anyway, yeah, so I just wanted to talk about relationships, that's pretty much it, like, I just want to talk about this false construct of a human being that I created in my head that I hold to a standard that no other girl, no real human being, period, could ever hold up to. Like, is that normal? Do you do that? Do other people do that?
I mean, I think everybody's had somebody that they just think is it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, do you have, like, a false... concept of what a human should be that you know no other person could ever stand up to?
I don't think
no. That's good. That's probably a normal fucking thing.
Yeah, I know that I had somebody like that in high school too. That I was just, we were just really good friends.
Yeah,
and it was just, I always thought I would end up with somebody like that.
Yeah, like, had she not moved, it'd be fine, because then I would have had the opportunity to be let down by a person. Like, I would have had the opportunity to be like, oh, you know, like, I don't know, we just go to hang out somewhere, and then, like, you know, she, like, either, like, stands me up, or is late 10 minutes, you know?
Right.
Like, she's never had the opportunity to let me down in any way whatsoever. That's the thing. Like, it's just, like, there's this, like...
Yeah, I've never had anybody not let me down.
Yeah, nor have I.
I mean, not let, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes, I understand. Yeah, but, like, nor have I, except for her, because she's not around anymore. Like, she doesn't exist anymore. Like, I mean, yes, she's, you know, half the country away.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no opportunity to be really let down by this person. So it's just kind of like a false construct, almost, that I've created. I don't know, man. And then I watched way too many movies.
Do you watch, like, Nicholas Spark movies?
No, I watched, like, you ever see The Fountain?
No.
Darren Aronofsky movie. Pretty much it takes place over it spans over 1,000 years. And it is a man who falls in love with a woman. The story kind of works two ways, because it's based... The guy wrote the comic and the movie at the same time, and they kind of branch off separately in different ways, but, like, just because it won't really work out as a movie one way, and it won't work out as a comic the other way. But basically the story is, it is a guy who finds the Fountain of Youth. I don't know, fuck, I don't know how to explain it. It's such a weird movie. In the movie, there's three timelines. There's the 1500s, present day, and the 2500s. In the 1500s, the story is this man who's on a mission to find the Fountain of Youth, or the Tree of Life, or whatever the fuck it is, and to find it for the queen who he's in love with so he can win her love. And then in present day, it is a man who's working, I think, on cancer research, and his wife is dying of cancer, and he's trying to find the cure for cancer to save her, and then she dies, and then him dealing with his own mortality and just with mortality. And then the 2500 timeline is, like, the man who is now traveling through space in this fucking, like, weird, like, fucking mind vessel, this weird, like, he is enlightened to the point where he made this, like, his own, like, mind bubble, and is now flying in space with this tree. And the tree, in theory, is, it's supposed to take place in the same timeline. Like, let's say, like the cancer doctor, instead of finding the cure for cancer, he found the cure for death. And now, he planted a seed over his wife's grave, and now her spirit is in this tree that grew, and now he's taking this tree and himself to a star to kill them both, because he's lived for so long that he just wants to end his own life, because he has now not only grasped, or not only become cool with mortality, but now, like, yearns for death, because he's lived so long, experienced so much without this love. It's a fucking crazy movie. So this is, like, I watch this kind of shit, just, right. Like, these, like, endless love stories of eternal horseshit, right. And fucking, like, people curing death.
Do you believe the whole you're meant to be with one?
No, of course
person?
Not. No, I think that's bullshit. That to me, no.
No, I was just asking. No,
oh, yeah, yeah. I just to rationalize, I mean, there's 7 billion people in the world.
Right.
Say if you are only, if it's only feasible for you to be in any kind of love with the opposite sex, that means there's still 3.5 billion people for you in the world. You know, there's 300,000 people, or 300 million people in America alone. So if you never leave the country, there's still 150 million people. You know, the fact that you're, the thought that, like, someone in your town is going to be the one, let alone in your state, let alone in your country.
Right.
You know, no, there's always going to be someone out there better than the person you're with. I mean, the odds that you would be with that one person who you are most compatible with, just, like, from a math standard, you know, like, I'm just saying, like everything that makes you, and everything that makes guy X him, like, somewhere in the world there will be one person that is the most compatible person with your personality and with who you are. The fact that you're, the chances that you'll find that person, I mean, it's impossible. It'll never happen. I mean, there might be, like, some 12-year-old fucking Asian kid in China or some shit, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, you know, what are the odds you're going to find that one person? Or he could be in his 70s.
Right.
You know? You have no idea.
No.
Yeah, and everyone narrows down what they look for by age, by sex, by everything. Like, you try to narrow it all down to what your own personal construct wants it to be. And so, yeah, like, the odds that anyone's going to find anything is pretty slim. I think that's why everyone gets divorced. Half marriages end up in divorce. I don't know how, like, other, like Indian cultures, like, from India, not, like, Native American, but, like, that have, like, arranged marriages and shit. Like, I don't know how, like, I get why they stay together, because they're supposed to, quote-unquote, right. Like, they just have, like, it's a relationship built on respect, because it's respect for family and that kind of shit, and then you learn to love, but, like, I think that, like, that's, to me, like, I couldn't imagine that. That would be...
No way.
No, if someone would just tell you, like, all right, you have a respectful family, this person comes from a respectful background, you guys are going to be together for the rest of your lives, you're both good people, like, there would be an obvious friendship that could be built there, but, like, I don't know how you could learn to love someone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would just be weird. I don't know. But,
I don't know.
Whatever. Do you have any other questions, any good questions to get my crazy up?
Do you want to date again?
Yeah, yes and no. I'm getting old. I feel like I do. Like, I do and I don't. Like my logical brain, like, the part of my brain that I want to take over most times, like, the part that makes the good decisions,
mm-hmm.
That part wants me not to. Like, I'm just like, no, I just should not date. Dating is...
Or maybe you just want, like, the companionship?
Yeah, I get lonely. Everyone gets lonely. Yeah, the logical brain takes over and says, no, you don't want to date because dating is awful and, you know... And I'm a nutbag, so, like, if I actually, like a girl enough to want to date her, I should like her enough to not want her to date me. Because put her through that shit.
So she'll know the real you.
What's? Oh, I know. I'm just saying. Like, but like, I know the real me, and I wouldn't want to put that on anybody, let alone someone I actually like. But then, like, the non-logical brain, like the animal brain or whatever, that one takes over and like, hey, asshole, you're not in your 30s, but you're reaching 30. You're almost 30. Like, one third of your life, if you're lucky, is done.
Right.
You need to start fucking thinking about babies, and you need to reproduce to keep the species alive.
Mini mics.
Yeah. Ugh. But, yeah, so, yes and no. Yes, I would kind of like to date just because I get lonely and I'm old and I need to start thinking about my future and planning my family. But the logical brain says, no. No, sir. None of that is what you want or need. So yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm done with this. We're done with relationship talk. This is enough for me. I don't like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Relationships is weird. Me. Yeah. I have so many weird hang-ups on, like, girl stuff and relationship shit. And, like, I've never been, like, hurt that bad. Like, I know people have been like, oh, I've been crushed. And I don't know. I was never crushed. Like,
yeah.
The first real girlfriend, when her and I broke up, we just kind of fell out of love, I think, and...
That happens.
We're still friends. We're still good friends. I still talk to her all the time. Like, she comes up here and visits and shit. Like, we're still way cool. Even the one that ended up kind of shitty, I still talk to her. She's cool. We're still cool. Like, I'm friends with every girl I've ever, like, had anything with.
I only have one relationship that we don't talk.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, but yeah, I've never had, like, I've never been crushed emotionally, like...
Good just, for you.
I know, right? And I don't think I've ever crushed a girl emotionally. Like, I mean, I've been a kind of a dick sometimes, but, you know, you fight. What are you going to do?
You got to fight.
Yeah.
It's not healthy if you don't.
Yeah. Actually, the second real one, quote unquote, that's half the reason we broke up, because I don't fight properly, according to her. It was I think that was a quote that, like, I don't fight properly. Because, like, she would want to, like, we would get in fights and shit, and then she would just say really mean shit and bad shit, and then, like, apologize for it later. I'm like, oh, I didn't mean that, blah, blah, blah. But see, I didn't do that shit. Like, I don't do that. Like, I won't yell something at you that I don't mean, and that I won't mean later.
Right.
Like, and it's nothing that
apologize
I...
apologize for
Well, it's nothing that I wouldn't say to you when we're not fighting. I just say it louder when we're fighting. like if you do something that just, that annoys me, I'll let you know during the day, whenever, you know, when we're just, you know, having a, oh, you know, it just kind of bugs me every so often, blah, blah, blah. Like, just normal communication horse shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Just when we're fighting, I'll just say it loudly. I guess. But, whatever. Yeah, but I guess, yeah, she got mad that I didn't just, like, scream and yell and get all pissed off and fucking just yell horrible things and then apologize for them later. And then I think because, like, the things that I did say when we fought... She was expecting an apology for later. It's like, you didn't really mean that. I'm like, no, I still mean it. Because it was true.
I said it, didn't I?
Yeah, that's my. Like, I don't say shit I don't mean. And she didn't like that. She didn't like my fighting style, I guess. Watching your cat lick his asshole. All right, so enough relationship horseshit. So this has been Mike's Crazy Brain Relationship Hour. With Amy.
Yay.
And, yeah, so that's that. I'll probably do one more segment. I'll have to do a closer thing, I think, before we leave. I don't know why I'm recording this. I'm just talking out loud.
Hey, Mike, it's Texas. I just wanted to call and see how you're doing. So, I guess just hit me up when you can. Miss ya. Bye.